Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You got that? Where you at? What you hauling? Ready to go there?
I don't.
No, it's on the email.
Right. But I can in just a second.
Okay. Let me know.
And I do. Here we go. Where you at? What you hauling? Good morning, guys. Love the show. Goes without saying. Yeah, well, it should.
Yeah,
but I say regardless. I haul U.S. mail from Wichita to Southwest Kansas, dropping off mail along the way and the first half of my day in Elva, Oklahoma. And then I rest a bit in a Motel 6 for, a motel. Not necessarily a Motel 6, but right. A motel for 6 hours.
Yeah, we'll leave the light on for you.
Right, before I pick up mail from the same stops on my way back.
Got it.
Just want to let you know how much of a godsend and an oasis you guys are for us out here. Driving is a burden, and you lighten the load. Love you both. And Puss and Craig, too.
All right.
Nothing about Nick.
You find me.
Forget that guy.
Yeah.
Want to thank the U.S. Postal Service, too. The president's trying to get rid of you guys, and you guys kick ass. Men and ladies that work with the U.S. Postal Service.
Is Ed doing all he can as former Postmaster General to speak up for the people?
I speak up for him.
Postmaster Emeritus?
I was raised around a lot of postal money, and I got friends that are postal workers, and he's trying to kill you guys right now, and that's not cool. So, literally,
Once they're dead?
Well, they want to privatize
it. Privatize it?
And you fire everybody and all these guys that worked there for years. And ladies, by the way, we get screwed. A buddy of mine is a real good friend of mine. You guys know him, too. He's a good friend of yours, too. I said, what are your, because he's got two or three dudes that work with him and they're Trumpers. I said, do they know that their guy wants to get rid of their job and has for days since day one? Because they won't talk about it.
I don't care. I still love him.
That's it. I'll lose my livelihood, but I'll still love him. Yeah, so the postal workers are on the front lines. Everybody's mail, doing everything. It's just crazy.
He only hits me because he loves me.
How you doing today, Craig? It's
great.
Thursday. I just remembered that.
Wow.
I was hoping it was Friday.
Not a day too soon.
When I woke up, I thought it was Friday for just a split second.
Well, you left here yesterday after the show. And
I said, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Right. And Meg and I were standing there like, dude, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Whatever.
He was trying.
I did.
I give you credit for the effort.
I did. Christopher Titus and Chris Porter later on this morning.
Good deal.
Yeah. Both fun guys.
You spot a glimmer of hope out there yet? I'm still looking.
Only in myself.
Yeah. Good.
I got my eyes peeled for a glimmer of hope all the time. Yeah.
I'm right here, baby.
I'm reading stuff.
It's going to be really... Yeah. Craig,
and I'm doing my best to stay upbeat.
Craig is all sunshine and puppy tails.
I am doing my best to have faith in humanity.
No, I lost that a long time ago.
Did you?
It's most of humanity, not all of it.
That's too bad. I'm sure. We're fine.
Well, personally, we're all lucky because nobody's sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I watch stories every night of young people dying. Not just old people that, just move out of the way, old.
And we get to leave the house.
Yeah.
I think it would get really old working from home, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that concur.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see khakis on the front porch of a lot of houses. Dude's out there on his cell phone talking to somebody.
Why even put on the khakis?
Well, one guy. Now they're not. I saw my neighbor is a businessman. And he's on the front porch. I was driving home the other day, and he just had, I was walking actually past his house, and he was on a call. I could tell, and he's sitting there in his shorts.
Did you see there was
he just waved at me. I could tell he's just listening to somebody going blah blah blah.
There's a dude on GMA earlier this week that got busted. Because he was at his house and he set up his shot.
Oh, yeah, he had shorts on, right?
Yeah, and he had on his suit and jacket and
but
his
wasn't
shirt.
But it was his underwear. I didn't think it was a big deal.
And the shorts were a little short.
Yeah, well, when you're sitting, they ride
and the
up
jacket
on you.
Was hanging down right. over, so it kind of looked like, and but yeah, he was, he's like, yeah, I had shorts on because I was going to go work out after that. He had to cop to it.
I thought I saw that on social media today.
I do make a point, though,
Jug one hanging out there, sitting there naked.
Just to check and see if I'm getting fatter, I will put on pants once a week.
Yeah, you don't ever wear jeans. You're right.
Yeah.
I just don't wear jeans at work.
I put on the jeans yesterday and then a pair of golf pants.
All right.
And,
golf pants. Yeah. All right.
They're fitting about the same.
Did you go out and chip in the backyard?
I did not yesterday.
All right.
It is a gentleman's game. You should dress appropriately, even if you're front yard.
Right.
You know.
Since you were wondering, Craig, I am getting a little more consistent.
No, he wasn't wondering at all. He just says that to kill time.
I'm curious. Yeah. That's all. That's all I have to report.
Okay.
I'm getting more consistent from 20 to 25 yards out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I try to hit for 20, 25 minutes a day.
Consistently hitting the wrong spot or consistently getting where you're aiming?
Yeah, well, they're all going the same direction, about the same distance. So.
I can be consistent, but it's just consistently bad.
Right. Wow. Well, everybody's great in the driving range, Todd.
Right, being consistent.
Everybody's great in the driving range, Todd. Wait till you get out in the course.
It's the first stage.
You are.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah.
Getting a little antsy.
John Cena was doing an interview photo shoot with
Men's
Journal.
Fast and Furious 15 or something, right? He's in that?
Yeah. Nine.
Nine, yeah.
Yeah. Next year.
Yeah. They're not even in the movie anymore. They're just basically just new actors and racing cars. I mean, they still keep some of the regular guys around.
Oh yeah,
right?
there's a core cast of about 6-8 people.
Just
I think
stick around,
are okay. there every time.
All right.
Not Paul Walker though.
No, he's been going.
They got
for
rid
a while.
Of him.
Yeah, he quit that franchise.
John Cena was doing an interview photo shoot with Men's Journal, and he changed his clothes between shots in front of the reporter, revealing his hot pink banana hammock thong.
Yeah, who doesn't have one of those?
Push doesn't.
I know. We tell him to wear one to the party.
It's not comfortable.
Yeah, there's not.
Well, it's not pink anymore, at least.
Oh.
Oh.
At least the string's not pink, you mean.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
The reporter said, picture some poor spandex holding on for dear life, as he saw.
Did he have it on to show, to not have any panty lines, whatever he was wearing?
No, the reporter asked him if that's his usual drawers.
Yep.
And not just something special for the photo shoot. John says, yeah, that's what he wears.
Oh, chicks are just going.
More for the fit, less for the color, he says.
Somebody's getting joke.
That was a joke.
Yeah, they're getting a little moist right
now.
I've
never had a butt thong on. I know it sounds crazy, but I've never had. So I wonder how
not where it belongs.
Oh, yeah. I've had one in my mouth before. I definitely have.
You've had them on.
I've had them on my head.
Right.
But not on my butt. Apparently it's supposed to be.
That does not count as a face covering in public anymore.
It does not, but it wasn't ever in public anyway.
Speedos, I never owned a pair of them tiny Speedos.
Oh, yeah, then we had them as kids. And didn't you swim that way? And when our age group, we all wore Speedos.
So. I always remember swimming trunks.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Not in North Dakota.
I had Speedos, yeah.
That's because we're Americans in North Dakota.
That's it.
Not a bunch of Euros. Fat Euros in their Speedos.
Kansas says they may have reached their peak for the COVID-19 cases.
How do they know? You're just talking out of your ass say that.
Well, the daily numbers start coming back down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what it's really happening?
Yeah. I watch Cuomo, who should be president, and he explains a lot of that stuff to the layperson. He really does.
Because I thought that was the
facts, you know.
The benchmark they were looking for was two consecutive weeks of the number of cases either staying the same or dropping the number of daily cases, and then they were going to say, "Go ahead and open up," which makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But to open up while the cases are still mounting is just dumb.
That's Nebraska, you mean?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Nebraska and 30 other states.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if there's any particular state where It's actually leveled off yet.
I don't know. The states are on their own. That's a problem.
Yeah, I can't find the state-by-state count. I can go country-by-country.
I know somebody we could ask, and she's going to call in about an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, okay, she would know all that. Dr. Mina knows all that stuff. She actually studies it. And done so. I've been hearing.
She got good sources.
Yeah.
But I saw on YouTube.
Yep. It's all that matters to me.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Mattel coming out with a new line of action figures to honor the workers on the front lines. The hashtag Thank You Heroes line includes doctors, nurses, EMTs, and delivery drivers.
And morning radio people?
I didn't see that. Yeah, they're not in the line.
Damn it. Essential services.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's different.
How about Uber Eats guys and Grubhub guys?
Don't see that in here.
I met a guy yesterday.
There is a special little people collection that includes a grocery store worker as well.
That's
good. All these proceeds going to support first responder healthcare workers. You can pre-order them now.
Is it true to life or like the... your healthcare Barbie won't have all the equipment she needs because we weren't prepared for this.
And we won't care about the grocery store employee when the pandemic's over, that kind of stuff.
You know? Right.
We're not giving you a raise. You just work at the... That's just a starter job.
Just a starter job.
I heard a story about some doctor fashioned a ventilator with a 3D printer. I forget what exactly put together, and then he's going to float it out there as kind of an experimental thing.
Right.
And then the reporter comes on and says, this could be helpful for undeveloped countries that don't have enough ventilators.
That's us.
And I was thinking, like the U.S.?
Yeah, United States.
Because we don't have enough ventilators.
No, we don't.
I got all the ventilators I need.
Nobody says that.
No, I haven't heard that. And doctors will say, we need more ventilators.
Dr. Mina later on.
And we need more testing.
That's it. Even the, that's like 90%, 85 to 90% of the population. That includes Republicans and Democrats. And there's 10% out there that are idiots. All believe that we need more testing before we open up. But the guy in charge.
That seems to be the consensus.
Now, I heard that stat coming in. That's all people. So we're not even pissing off anybody by saying that. Maybe, maybe we are one guy. But the problem is that one guy in charge doesn't think we need more testing, and that's exactly what we need.
And the tracking. I got no problem with the tracking.
Anyway. No.
You're not taking away any of my freedoms. I check in on Facebook everywhere. Everybody knows where I'm going.
We're in a house anyway.
Yeah.
They do that. I love that, too. I love that people bitch about their freedoms on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, they know where you're at anyway.
Right.
That's my favorite part.
They know everything about
you. That's what my favorite part is.
If you have a computer, they know everything about you.
Right.
And you can't just log out.
No.
Whether you're hooked into the Google or
right,
whatnot.
Right, right.
You turn the computer back on and you're still logged in as such and such. Right. Hooked up with Google or whoever.
The browser
I use. And I got to log out of that because for some reason I still have issues with getting followed everywhere. And I know I shouldn't.
Paranoia.
But I don't. But I, that's why I don't get involved. Part of the reason why I don't get involved in the Facebook and the Google and the MSN, all that stuff, just because followed.
I wouldn't go to Facebook.
Well, they are following you, correct?
Yeah.
That's not paranoia.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're tracking you. But here's what I don't mind.
So
about.
I don't get involved with them.
That black helicopter is there.
Right.
But, I discussed earlier the reason Google can give you a traffic report is because they're picking all the information up off phones. They're not eye in the sky or something. You're giving them the information. They're regurgitating it, and you can see it on your phone that, okay, there's a bunch of traffic right there because people are sharing information,
yeah, whether they know it or not. It's out there anyway. And 20 years ago, we still lived lives the same way. We just didn't have people. I'm like you. I don't care.
I saw a story about one guy.
That's where it starts. We don't care. Well, my freedom still is here. I got the same freedom I had 20 years ago.
I saw a story about one guy who messed up, who would mess with one of those traffic apps. It may have been Waze.
Okay.
And what he would do, he got all these old cell phones, put them in a wagon that you would pull along, mm-hmm, and turn them on. Well, what those things do is they just see cell phones.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily see that it's your cell phone.
So they think it's 30 different people or 30 different cars. Cell phones.
And so if you are wandering along somewhere and you've got 30 cell phones to this traffic thing, it looks like there's a lot of traffic right there.
Well,
that's how they get the information.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why was he doing that? Just to be a
mess.
Dick?
Just to mess with him.
Just see if it worked, obviously.
He was bored.
Yeah, just to mess with
him. Nice test,
I was amused by it. Yeah. I didn't know that's how they did it, necessarily.
And I got I use the Firefox browser at home. And apparently they track what you read because they will throw up on the homepage like 15 to 20 different stories.
Pornhub.
No porn.
NXN.
No porn, otherwise.
Oh, you don't read it, that's right, yeah.
They know. They got to know that I visit the porn sites.
Oh, of course they know.
Yeah, but they will feed me.
By the way, they know because we're talking about it on the radio.
They'll feed me stories based on what I've read before.
Feed me, Todd.
And most of the time, it's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah. Do you erase your history on the DuckDuckGo?
I think I've got it set in a mode where it doesn't even keep track. The computer doesn't keep track.
It's
DuckDuckGoose, right?
Some kind of private mode because like the Washington Post, I can't read anything from the Washington Post.
Well, you got to pay for that.
Unless I pay.
That's when you got to pay for it.
And it's a great newspaper, too. I should pay for that. But
New York Times as well.
Yeah.
They do that.
Well, I get the Sunday New York Times, so I get the digital subscription.
Oh, yeah, you get that.
As well.
At the bottom of DuckDuckGo, they've got
this button.
Now the goose is on the table.
Somebody sent me a
picture for no reason, and of a guy he took a picture of a goose on his roof, and he said,
hey, I just saw that.
The goose is on the roof. Was it your email or Twitter? I forget.
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, it was a Facebook.
That was fun. That was
now the goose is on the roof.
Yeah, the goose is on the roof now. I love those.
At the bottom of the DuckDuckGoose app, there's a button you hit that says close tabs and clear data. Do you ever hit that?
No, because I think I put it in, don't keep track of me mode a long time ago.
Yeah, I just use the close tabs and clear data thing when I feel like it. I always forget to use it, but on your recommendation, I put it in there and I've used it a handful of times.
All right.
What's the advantage of DuckDuckGo over Google? Less spying?
Or DuckDuckGoose.
Yeah. Now the goose is on the table.
Less spying, from what I understand.
Craig, are you paranoid that people are actually listening to you right now? Because I would be paranoid if I were you. Listen, I don't think you should be on Facebook anyway. The only reason I like that you're on Facebook is we have to tell you how many horrible people are out there because you're always sunshiny.
I am.
People can't be that dumb. Yeah, they are. So I like that you're coming from an innocent point of view when it comes to Facebook. No, nobody
about
believes
any number
that.
Of things.
Nope. A lot of people believe that. They're idiots. Look at Facebook.
So, a lot of places have extra food now, and of course some places have no food, an Idaho beef provider donating about $2 million of, Wagyu?
Wagyu.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Steaks to San Francisco food banks.
High-end stuff.
Yeah, libtards.
Is that the massaging the cow last night thing?
It's different than the Kobe beef.
Highly marbled.
Just kind of raised, like, with their legs up in the air. That's veal,
basically. Yeah, it's really...
It's pretty cruel, right?
No.
I don't think so.
Everybody's... You watch TV with them, and hang out with them, and then you kill them. That's right.
Yeah, these cows are taking good care of.
They're cultured, Listen to classical music, everything,
Glasses.
Oh, Kobe beef is
then they eat it.
Wagyu beef family.
Yeah, I think isn't the Wagyu the American version? It's like tequila. You can't call it Kobe beef unless it's made in Japan.
You're the farmer. I thought they were all Japanese breeds of cattle.
You're the farmer.
I don't know.
Yeah. Snake River Farm supplies the high-end beef to restaurants, but because of the global pandemic, it's shut down a lot of food businesses. They are giving the meat away. Meals on Wheels, self-help for the elderly.
Man, how much
food bank?
I wanted to use the.
They're giving away the Wagyu.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get in line for that.
No, you got money. You don't get in line for free food.
Oh, well, I'll pay. I'll donate to the cause.
No, it's better to give the money for food right to the people.
It's too late. You could have just gotten a hold of them and said,
stop
the truck. Steak.
Screw the homeless. I need some steak. Okay.
Yeah, normally up to $200 a pound, and one cow can go for $30,000. The Wagyu beef.
Man.
I don't know that I've
That's
ever purchased
off Puss's head, man.
In bulk a Wagyu beef.
Surprised you didn't go into the family business, Puss. A lot of money to be made in farming.
Exactly.
I've had a Wagyu burger from a local restaurant a time or two.
I think I've had a steak at a restaurant once or twice, and it's really good.
It is really good. If you're a beef fan.
And Fauci's told the New York Times it's going to be difficult for major sports to return to action this year. Maybe if a test is made that gives quick results and can be used widely.
They spent money if we deployed the, what's that thing called? Defense Act.
The DPA or something.
Oh, where they would manufacture like tests and personal protective equipment instead of breakfast sausages.
Right.
Fauci says the safety of both the players and the fans.
Well, it's just going to go away, by the way. It's going to go away. Even without a vaccine, Trump said it's going to go away yesterday. It's going to go away.
Oh, in April.
Even without a vaccine.
So,
No. This is now.
Oh.
This is a recent thing. It's going to go away.
Way back, he said it was going to be gone by April.
Oh, yeah.
It should be done today because it's the last day of April. Right.
I did love. I saw a quote from Steve Kerr the other day. You know,
they're operating like NBA's not playing.
Well, he said for their team specifically, he said we're working on it like the season's over because we weren't that good anyway. And so even if they do come back, we're not going to play again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're planning for the future.
Yeah, he basically said we were sucking this year, so we're not that we're done.
That's funny when you just quit the league. Oh, we're going to
well, if they, I mean, even if they came back, it would probably just be for playoffs.
Right.
They weren't making the playoffs.
No.
It's like, no, we're done.
I wanted to use, because Nick's been using the word the global pandemic when somebody asks him about why can't I go down the street, say hi? Why can't we all go visit grandma in her house? Global pandemic. So I was on a exchange with a bunch of people in this text, and my response was, because somebody sent out some flight schedules if you want to look for this flight, and I said, I don't think we're flying anywhere. And I was just hoping that the next response would be, well, why? But it wasn't. They actually understood because I know we're just sending this out for general information. But I wanted them to say why so I could say, I don't know, global pandemic. I wanted to use that. I'm thinking, now, I was actually glad they responded the right way, but if they just said why, I'm thinking, ah.
You had the answer right.
I was thinking, ah, this is great. Well, I don't know, maybe a global pandemic.
You were locked and loaded and then didn't get
to take
the shot.
I was locked and loaded. But you know what, though? I was actually happy that the person responded the correct way, that it wasn't stupid. But I was ready to go. I don't know, a global pandemic, you know? All right. They showed a little clip about people flying yesterday. I'll say something about that when we get back here. I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.